Bo and McGee for TKD.
Welcome back, boys, to Mo and McGee on TKD.
Hell yeah, bruh!
Welcome to the TKD update presented to you by Mo and McGee.
Chicken or chicken?
Logan, just moments ago, we watched the Rams kick a field goal, and, you know, I think that kicked your playoff hopes out the door.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp made it interesting, Kevin. A lot of things, like you mentioned last week, a lot of things had to go wrong for my team to lose, and a lot of things did go wrong. Brady with 4 points, Najee Harris with 4 points, Mike Evans with 2 points, Hockenson goes on IR before the matchup, scrambling for tight ends all week, put in David Njoku. I had really no other, I had Gerald Everett in there. He changes this matchup a little bit, but I still lose even with him in there. So, you know, they fell flat, lost to Swift 3 times this year, Kevin. And it's going to be pretty comical because I believe I lost to him, I think by like, I'm going to actually pull this up while we're sitting here. I lost to him by 5 points in week one. I lost to him by 7 points in week 12, and I'm going to lose to him by about, you know, whatever Antonio Gibson does here, but like, it's going to be less than 10 again. So super close matchups. Swift goes on to the next round. In the other playoff matchup, Kevin, boy, Greg, what a woof end to the season.
Yeah, really, really riding high there, kind of coming in, but narrowly misses that bye spot, and then, you know, walks into just a buzzsaw of his own team at the wide receiver position. Just Cooper, 2.8 points, Metcalf, 7.2, played Devonta Freeman for 3.4. And, you know, his studs, Leonard Fournette leaves that game. Herbert and Eckler, decent games, but nothing too special. And, you know, that just ran out of gas.
Yeah, and he got beat by Woods, who had Daryl Henderson not have a great game. He started Julio Jones, who had 0 points. He just had Mark Andrews, and that was the difference.
Yeah, Mark Andrews, coming out of that Thursday night game, I saw a lot of tweets about, oh, Travis Kelce's retaking the tight end one position. I don't think he held it for all that long because Mark Andrews puts up 35.6 points, couple touchdowns there. Really solid game, backpacks. Woods on to the next round.
Yeah, let's talk about that next round in the playoffs, Kevin. We have some, you know, I think the worst teams both won this last week. You know, Woods, I think, is not a better team than Greg. Dan is not a better team than mine. However, this is fantasy. Any team can beat anyone. And so we saw those teams that were not favored. They both got the dubs. This is going to be uphill climb for them next round, though, facing two very good teams.
Yeah, and I like the favorites in both matchups. I think Carter has had some issues at the running back position, but I think he's going to get along just fine against Swift. But I have counted out Swift the last 2 weeks, and he's still won those. So I'm probably set up to be wrong again. So good luck, Swift. We'll see how you do. It could be a good one.
I think it's going to be really good because Carter loses his best receiver in Chris Godwin. And so he's going to be scrambling in that wide receiver two spot, probably elevates Devonta Smith. However, it gets kind of greasy on the back end here for Carter. In that other matchup, we have, Woods versus Grabaugh, and I think it's pretty clear at this point that Grabaugh is one of the best teams in the league, which just pains me to say.
Yeah, I think Garrett has to be considered the favorite to take the title home, which, you know, he's had a tough time in the last few years, but I'm sure he's really excited to take this team, hopefully, to that championship game and get the win. Jonathan Taylor's just been absolutely unreal. Then, you know, Josh Jacobs, Javonte Williams have really had, you know, big weeks the last few weeks. Tyreek Hill kind of returned back to Tyreek Hill status. Deontay Johnson's still been solid. Not a lot of holes. Maybe you only point to the quarterback position, and then maybe a little bit of, you know, if you pointed to the depth on the bench, if he is hit with some COVID issues, that could be potentially a problem. But I feel best about Garrett as you know, the all-in favorite in my eyes.
Yeah, you mentioned, Kevin, you know, talking about the only way for teams to lose is to fall flat. I think that you can kind of say that with both of the bye teams. If, you know, I think the only way they lose is if they fall flat at their best positions. I've said this time and time again about Garrett's team. He's been playing with Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins has been really bad. The last 4 weeks, he's just been very bad. And so it'd be interesting to see if he tries to maybe stream. He did pick up Roethlisberger. I don't know why. That guy's a husk. It'll be interesting to see where he goes with that. Kevin, one of our favorite things to do, go to the eliminated teams, pick out their keepers. Let's start out with TK Daddy. Greg, we've mentioned, was one of the best teams all season. Narrowly missed out on a bye. Whoops, voice crack there. he made a few trades, so his options for keepers are a little slim.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start. My computer's still trying to pull up his league.
Yeah, Eckler, Amari Cooper, Justin Herbert would be most intriguing to me. Outside of that, doesn't really have much.
Yeah.
Judy.
Yeah, kept Judy last year, so I think Judy's going to be, unfortunately, off the list. I'm a huge Judy fan. I think Judy's going to have a bust-out season next year. Please don't scalp him from me. As we've talked about with other teams, don't necessarily like keeping quarterbacks as much, but unless you're picking at the very last spot in the first round, keeping Austin Eckler doesn't make a lot of sense either. So, he's kind of in a tough spot. Could this potentially be a no keeper, or do you think he's going to pick somebody?
I think if he has to, he probably goes with Herbert. You know, keeps a stud quarterback on the rise. If he can work his way to the back end of the first round, I think Eckler becomes a little more palatable. Obviously, I think you can get Eckler in the back end of the first round regardless. But he is a stud running back, and those are always very valuable. Let's head over to my team, Kevin. And this was kind of an odd one for me because I have a lot of the players that I drafted. Usually my team is bereft of options. I got Najee Harris in the second. I have Cooper Kupp in the fourth. Kept Mike Evans in the third round. I also have Tony Pollard and Alexander Mattison, who I drafted late. I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I think it's going to be I was going to say Najee in a second. I think it's going to be Kupp in the fourth, unless we see something happen with Zeke or something happen with Dalvin. And then it's an easy, simple pivot to those guys because you expect them to be the workhorses in those offenses and at, you know, basically no draft cost. Whereas if you keep one of those other guys, you're giving up a pretty decent draft spot. So I'm fully expecting Kupp. I could see Najee Harris if Najee hype is really high. But, you know, the wide receiver one in the fourth round is kind of open and shut, I think.
Yeah, I think it is as well. Even with Robert Woods coming back, I think Cooper Kupp has just been so good this year that – and he's been great his whole career. He just needed a really good quarterback, which he has now. So that's slam dunk. I originally drafted Najee Harris to be my keeper. I believe I said at the draft when I put his name up on the draft board, that's my keeper for next year. I don't really think that he's a great NFL running back. He's a very talented guy, but he gets what is blocked for him. And when you talk about the best fantasy running backs, you're talking about guys that can really, you know, take it to the house and catch a lot of footballs as well. Najee Harris, we don't know what the quarterback situation is next year. We don't know what the offensive line situation is for next year. They were hot garbage this year. I just think in the second round, I think he might be available around that area anyway. So the value of having, you know, the wide receiver one in the fourth round is just too much to pass up.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, that's kind of it. You know, as we get down to the end of the season, not many matchups going on. Consolation bracket, Kevin. We should do a little check-in on that as well. Let me pull that up.
Yeah, I'm going to lose to Brad here, move down to tier two of the ladder. Hari is going to beat Luke, move up to tier one. So it'll be... and then Dustin beats Kramer to move up to rung two. So our matchups for next week will be Truck versus Hari, me versus Dustin, and Kramer against Luke.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Kramer, Luke, I think the point totals are now going to be really tough to come back from. Kramer with just an all-time bad 59 points. So I think, you know, you mentioned it last week. Truck is very well positioned to make a run for both the Mo You're All Losers Challenge and the consolation bracket prize. So Brad could potentially be sitting on a $100 payday.
Yes, he could. So if Brad does get the win this week, he's going to face the winner of me versus Dustin, which what a comeback story that would be if Dustin gets the win against me here and then advances to, you know, tier one of the ladder, the championship consolation matchup, and then has $50 in his pocket while he's running that beer mile.
Yeah, and I, you know, why I put in the Mo Loser Bracket Challenge, you look at a team like Hari. So if Hari goes up against Brad, unfortunately loses. If he wins his round three matchup, Brad loses his, they'd both be sitting at 2-1. And I think you find yourself, you know, obviously you would have to win in that scenario and have three teams at 2-1. But with a nice 119 points there, he's put himself in a nice position to win the Mo Loser Challenge.
Absolutely. I think that's going to do it, though.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it for Logan, and that's it for the special TKD podcast.
Nice job, Dan. You kicked our asses. I don't know. We can't say anything else about it. I guess.
No. I don't think we can.